comes loose to Curry. Curry gets it ahead to Gretzky. Gretzky going in. Suter trying to get back. Gretzky with a shot. He scores!
They're going to try here. Rushing to center and down the wing. It is Marshall! Scores! Marshall! Scores!
Moving on. Rendemore at the far side. That's broken. Here's a break. It is Pisani. Scores! A shorthanded goal for Pisani.
Here comes Connor McDavid, shifting right by Riley, right in. What a goal! My goodness, what a goal by Connor McDavid!
Hey, hey, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Locked On Oilers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Hernan Zales, from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Lots to get to today, as I'll be joined by Tyler Mataraz, co-host on NHL Morning Skate and the Fantasy Hockey Show on SiriusXM NHL. You can connect with him on Twitter at TylerMataraz47. Should be a fun conversation. We'll get to all the news of the day and, of course, always some Oilers talk. So Tyler coming up here in just a few minutes. Want to connect with me? Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers, and also give us a follow at Locked On Pods. And remember to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. And while you're there, please leave us a great review. All right, let's get right to it. Big news breaking yesterday, made official today, as the New York Rangers have officially bought out longtime goaltender Henrik Lundqvist after 15 seasons with the Rangers. Lundqvist is 38 years old. The King had one season remaining on his contract, carrying an annual cap hit of $8.5 million. The move will save the Rangers $3 million in cap saves for the upcoming season, but cost them an additional $1.5 million against the cap in the 2021-22 season. The buyout will leave the Rangers with close to $13 million in dead cap space next season, following the buyouts of Kevin Shattenkirk, Dan Girardi, and Ryan Spooner. Rangers president John Davidson had this to say: "We'd like to thank Henrik for his immeasurable contributions to the New York Rangers. From the time I met Henrik when he first came to New York in 2005, he has been the consummate professional. His tireless work ethic, passion for the game, and love of the Rangers in New York City enabled him to become one of the greatest goaltenders in hockey, one of the best players in the history of our franchise. We wish Henrik and his family all the best going forward." And we'll get into this with Tyler, like, what's the future look like for Mr. Henrik Lundqvist, a fantastic goaltender. Of course, won the Vezina in the 2011-12 season, has tons of success and medals on the international level as well. He also played in the Stanley Cup Finals in 2014, where the Rangers lost to the Los Angeles Kings, and ranks first in franchise history in games played by a goaltender, wins and shutouts. So we'll see what happens here moving forward. I mean, there is a team that's going to take him. There's still a goaltender there. You're not that great for that many years and just call it a career after that. But I don't know if it's the correct thing to say, but it almost seems like a bittersweet end of an era, as the Rangers now are going to roll with, of course, Igor Shesterkin. They got quality goaltenders there. You understand this move for the New York Rangers. But yeah, it was, I don't think too surprising when this news dropped yesterday afternoon, and then it was made official by a couple of New York reporters as well, and you knew this was coming today. So all the best to the King, Henrik Lundqvist, as he looks for a new home, if he does, right? Like, we don't know that yet, so we'll find out here in the offseason. Moving on forward, how about insider trading, eh? Darren Dreger and Pierre LeBrun getting the juices flowing yesterday, as it was Oiler heavy, as Double D, Darren Dreger, said the Oilers and Bruins continue to be interested in Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Listen, does he help this team, the Edmonton Oilers, that is? Immediately, yes. For the next 3-4 years, yes. He would be the best defender on the team. It's not even close. He would run that first unit power play. He'd be your minute muncher. He can pass. He's that big body as well. He would definitely help the Oilers. I just don't see how they can get this done. I don't, because of the cap. I mean, it's nice to, you know, dream and hope for things, and you never know. I mean, Ken Holland will have to get super creative and in a trade and all that. I mean, it's got to be Klefbom or Nurse if I'm the Arizona Coyotes and I'm trading my best defenseman. And I'll be honest, I'd be okay with that. But there has to be a lot more added to that. Would you have to include the 14th overall pick this year? And you're probably adding another player as well, because I don't think they'll take Adam Larson. He's injury prone. I think his best days are behind him. And then you're not moving Bear. They're not going to want Caleb Jones. I mean, can you move a Broberg and Bouchard? Are you willing to do that? So what is the price? Like, it's definitely an intriguing million question there. And of course, you look at that cap hit. Well, that kind of makes you go, ugh, I don't know about that. But the Oilers are in win mode now. Ekman-Larsson helps you win now more than what they have on the back end. So yeah, Darren Dreger dropping that one. And then Pierre LeBrun saying also regarding the Edmonton Oilers that they've shown interest in Peter Mrazek from the Carolina Hurricanes, a goalie Holland knows well from his days in Detroit. But he did add that it would be more of a plan B. And he also said the Oilers are keeping a close eye on what's happening with Jacob Markstrom and his negotiations with the Canucks. I think that one's an extreme long shot. I don't think that's even a reality for the Edmonton Oilers because Markstrom's going to want to get paid and the Oilers don't have that kind of money. Is Mrazek an upgrade on what they had last year? I think so. I'll be honest. And nothing against Mike Smith. I thought Mike Smith was good in the regular season. Only got the one game in the playoffs where he struggled, losing game one. Peter Mrazek, he is younger. He's only 28 years old. You know, he shared the net with, what's his name there? James Reimer. He played 40 games this season. And obviously, it was a shortened season. So he got the bulk of the work there, obviously. And he played in the playoffs. He played five games in there as they were ousted by the Boston Bruins. Peter Mrazek is an upgrade. Is he my number one choice? My number two choice? No. And I'm being honest, I'd rather have a Kemper or a Matt Murray. You know, there's going to be a lot of free agent goaltenders. But he's definitely on my list. But he wouldn't be priority number one. And like LeBrun said, he is a plan B. But interesting names there for sure. Mrazek, OEL. I mean, do they make your team better? Yes. So again, we wait. And it's going to be a fun next couple of weeks, especially with the draft and free agency looming. Insider training definitely got Oilers fans jacked up with that news from yesterday. And just a few more little tidbits here. Jake Virtanen, restricted free agent with Arbrights. They're suggesting it's looking more like the Canucks will move their hometown winger. And Dreger, LeBrun also talking about GM Julien Brisebois. He has some important decisions to make on key players moving forward here. He was already working the phones not even 24 hours after winning the cup. And how about this one just dropping this morning from Elliot Friedman. Said one situation, and this is on Twitter, by the way. One situation Edmonton is monitoring. Oscar Klefbom is weighing options to deal with injuries from last season. One of the possibilities is surgery that could keep him out long-term. He puts in brackets there as well. Obviously, we don't know when next season will begin. His absence would need to be addressed. Does that change your opinion on Oliver Ekman-Larsson? We just talked about him. We'll talk to Tyler Mataraz about that as well. But listen, Klefbom, does he have his deficiencies in his game? 100%. But he's one of your more important pieces on the back end for the Edmonton Oilers. He plays a ton of minutes, plays on the power play. That would be an enormous loss, and especially if the Oilers don't bring in another defenseman of a guy that can play in your top four. I'm not talking about a bottom pairing. So yeah, some news there on the Oilers front from Elliot Friedman. What does that mean with Oliver Ekman-Larsson? I mean, I for one thought he'd be part of the package that would need to be sent back, but now with this news, I mean, does that put a damper on things? Does that? I don't even know what to think about this, but yeah, we'll monitor this situation for sure. Wow. But coming up next, we will get to Tyler Mataraz from SiriusXM NHLs. We got lots to talk about. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. From the best-selling authors of The Daily Stoic comes The Ultimate Stoicism Guide to Success, Resilience, and Virtue. To accept what you cannot control and adapt to what you can. A philosophy sports teams across the country are successfully adapting. Lies of the Stoics, The Art of Living from Zeno to Marcus Aurelius is available now wherever books are sold. We're back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas. Of course, you can connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. And I'm pleased to be joined by Tyler Mataraz, co-host on NHL Morning Skate and the Fantasy Hockey Show on SiriusXM NHL. You can connect with him on Twitter at TylerMataraz47. Tyler, my man, how are you doing now that the NHL season is officially over?
Hey, thanks for having me on. And you know what? It's a bit different now that we're finally done this massive 24-team tournament. It was obviously cool to see a champion finally crowned in the Tampa Bay Lightning. I feel like they've just been on the precipice for so long now, being back in the finals back in 2015, losing out, and now finally getting their second championship ever. So it was fun. It was obviously fun when it started. Just remember sitting on the couch, and obviously for you guys out in Edmonton, you were sitting on the couch just a bit earlier than I was. I was starting at noon my time pretty much all day until 1 in the morning watching hockey. And then obviously as the games kind of whittled down, You just got the later games in, but you know what? It's a bit different now, but we're starting to gear up for free agency. The draft is usually my favorite time of the year, so I'm still excited, even though the actual product on the ice is finally done.
And I'm with you. I'm a big fan of the draft. I mean, here in Edmonton, it's been kind of our playoffs for the last, many years, as you know that. I want to get to some Oilers here. We'll get into Henrik and all that with Tyler Matarazz, but Elliot Friedman reporting today that Oscar Klefbom is weighing options to deal with injuries from last season with a possibility of surgery that would keep him out long-term. I mean, that would be an enormous loss for the Edmonton Oilers, and his absence would need to be addressed. Just your thoughts on this news of Oscar Klefbom possibly opting for surgery and missing a significant time whenever next season starts.
Yeah, this could be absolutely massive. We'll see what Ken Holland does if Klefbom does opt for surgery. But if this is being reported by Elliot Friedman, you have to think that Klefbom most likely will end up opting for surgery. So I think this just puts a lot more on the plate of the general manager in Ken Holland. You already have Nurse there, who's probably, for me, their best defenseman. Larson's pretty good. Chris Russell, I don't know how you guys feel about him out there, but I still like Chris Russell a lot. Like, I just like a guy that would get down and do anything for the team and blocking shots with his face. But if you're looking at the UFA market, I don't know if the big guys are going to come to Edmonton. I don't know if Ken Holland will have to fill this void via trade. We already saw some young guys step in for Edmonton last year in Bear, Caleb Jones, Matt Benning was already there. I think he's an RFA as well, but I don't think this spot would be filled in-house since a lot of those guys are already kind of locked into roster spots with the Oilers. So it'd be interesting to see who Holland goes after, but a ton of free agents out there who might catch his eye.
I want to ask you about one name, and we saw it yesterday on Insider Trading. So when you hear, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, the Oilers continue to be interested in him. Listen, would he be an immediate help for the Edmonton Oilers? Of course, he would push this team ahead nicely, but at the same time, like, it's probably going to cost a lot. And I always had Klefbom going the other way because I think Arizona would want him ahead of Adam Larson, and I don't think the Oilers would want to move Darnell Nurse, but it's going to take quite a bit to get Ekman-Larsson out of there, and especially with this Klefbom news today, what do you think it would take for Ken Holland to pull this off?
Yeah, the Ekman-Larsson name being thrown out there certainly makes next week fun for us, especially when there's probably going to be a ton of trades at the draft and then leading up to October 9th in free agency. But just from Darren Dreger's report, it seems like a first would for sure be involved.
Yeah.
I loved how you mentioned the drafts for the Oilers over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Have pretty much been like the high point for them. But like, would you want to give up a first if you're an Oilers fan or if you're in the shoes of Ken Holland to get a defenseman like Oliver Ekman-Larsson? I think I would. And on the other side, the Arizona Coyotes, they don't have a first this year and they don't have a first next year. So obviously that will be one of the main pieces he wants back. But then who are you asking for? If you're the general manager of the Arizona Coyotes and Bill Armstrong, are you asking for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins? Are you asking for Kyler Yamamoto? Who does it start with? And who do Oilers fans really care most about parting ways with? So much young talent there. You know it firsthand. Just who are Oilers fans, and obviously especially who is Ken Holland willing to part ways with to get a bona fide number one defenseman? I guess we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see if Edmonton is an actual viable landing spot for Ekman-Larsson. I can definitely see it. I can imagine that Ken Holland would love to acquire a defenseman like him, but there's certainly other teams calling Bill Armstrong for the services of the Coyotes cap.
In my opinion, I think it would take the first this year, probably one of the younger Oiler defensemen, maybe a Bouchard or a Broberg, and then Coyotes would have to take a contract back, right, just to make Oliver Ekman-Larsson work. Here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, joined by Tyler Matarazz from SiriusXM NHL. You can connect with him on Twitter at TylerMatarazz47. When you look, here in Edmonton, very disappointing after their quick exit from the bubble playoffs here. And a big topic of conversation has been that the Oilers have to change their decor because the goals against hasn't improved. The comparisons here is always Oscar Klefbom versus Darnell Nurse. If you had to pick one, which one would you stick with, Klefbom or Darnell Nurse?
Yeah, it's a really tough one. Klefbom's done a lot for the Edmonton Oilers for sure. And let's just say, for argument's sake, he does opt for surgery. Or actually, let's say he doesn't, because they're both healthy starting the season in January, for argument's sake. I'm still picking Darnell Nurse. I just like everything that he can do. Oscar Klefbom might be the better all-around defenseman if you're looking at offensive stats defensively in the D zone. But I just love what Darnell Nurse brings. Not a lot of defensemen, you could probably count them on one hand, bring what Darnell Nurse brings to a team. And he's still a young player. He's still growing into what could be a very, very good NHL defenseman. You don't want to throw around the word elite a lot. I don't think Darnell Nurse will be an elite defenseman at any point. But I certainly think he can be probably the best defenseman on the roster. And I do think he is right now. And can Evan Bouchard be that in the future if the Oilers decide to keep him? Maybe. We'll have to see how Evan Bouchard develops. He's still very young. What is he, 19 or 20 years old, Bouchard? So if I'm going to pick between Nurse and Klefbom, I think I'm going with Darnell Nurse.
More with Tyler Madaraz, co-host on NHL Morning Skate and the Fantasy Hockey Show on SiriusXM and NHL. We'll get to goaltending. We'll get to the King, Henrik Lundqvist, the draft, and the offseason. That's all coming up next with Tyler Madaraz on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like apple, almond, crisp, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy and gal. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for $10 off at builtbar.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast final segment, I'm your host, Hernan Salas. I'm joined by Tyler Madaraz, co-host on the NHL Morning Skate and the Fantasy Hockey Show on SiriusXM NHL. You can connect with him on Twitter at TylerMadaraz47. Tyler, another piece from the insider trading yesterday. It seems like the Oilers are interested in Peter Mrazek from the Carolina Hurricanes. Pierre LeBrun did go on to say, though, that it's looking like it will be a plan B, but would he be an upgrade for Edmonton?
Yeah, I really think Peter Mrazek would be an upgrade. I loved his time in Detroit. I liked him as a Carolina Hurricane. I guess we still like him as a Carolina Hurricane since he is still there, but I do think he would be an upgrade. I'm not the biggest Mikko Koskinen fan. I'd like to get your thoughts on him, actually, because I'm not a huge Mikko Koskinen fan. I don't think Oilers are a fan of his contract, and obviously we know that wasn't Ken Holland's doing, but not a huge Koskinen fan. So I do think in between the pipes with Mike Smith potentially on his way out as a free agent, they will need to upgrade. Is Peter Mrazek an upgrade? Yes. So I think he would fit on the Edmonton Oilers, and I know Ken Holland is obviously familiar with a guy like Peter Mrazek, who he was a GM of before in Detroit. So I do think he's a huge upgrade. I don't think you have the internal pieces yet if you're the Edmonton Oilers. So you're looking at a ton of free agent names out there, including guys who you would get in a trade like Mrazek, even like a Darcy Kemper. I do really like Darcy Kemper. So he's another name to throw out there via trade, who I think Holland can end up going after.
Just to touch on Mikko Koskinen. Yeah, I don't like the contract. And I don't think you can go far in the playoffs with Mikko Koskinen. He's a guy that needs to be pushed by another guy. And that to me means you're not a number one goaltender. So that's why I think they definitely need to upgrade. And I'm with you. Listen, I think Matt Murray, Darcy Kemper are at the top of my list. It's probably going to take a lot to get them, but Peter Mrazek definitely is in my top five for goaltenders the Oilers should try and get. Moving forward to, I don't know if it's sad or bittersweet, but Henrik Lundqvist bought out by the New York Rangers after 15 seasons. Just a hell of a goaltender. Very handsome man, Tyler, as we can all, I think, agree on that. but what does the future hold for Henrik Lundqvist?
Yeah, I think a lot of Rangers fans certainly have a man crush on Henrik Lundqvist, and with good reason.
Yeah,
he does it all, eh? Like, he does it on the ice. He's a good guitar player. He has better fashion sense than most of us out there. So you feel like he's like the whole package, man, isn't he? So it is a bittersweet moment, especially if you're a hardcore Rangers fan. But just from a neutral standpoint, turning on a Rangers game in the past and watching Henrik Lundqvist at his prime, it was a treat. It was very fun to watch him make that cup run final. It's unfortunate it had to end with such disappointment with an OT goal to win the cup by the Los Angeles Kings. I couldn't even imagine how that would feel if you're Henrik Lundqvist allowing that goal on a rebound. But a huge legacy. Number 30 will be going up to the rafters at Madison Square Garden at some point in the future when he is done playing with hockey. But I think the big question now is, where does he end up? We put a poll out today during NHL Morning Skate just saying, where do people think his destination will be? Will he retire? No, he's not going to retire. Will he go to Sweden, somewhere in Europe? I don't think that's the case. I think he finds a job in the National Hockey League, and he's going to want to win the Stanley Cup. It's pretty much the one thing left on his resume. He has a gold medal. He has a Vezina. He just needs that Stanley Cup to really cement himself in the lore of NHL history. We all know he's going to the Hall of Fame, man, but I think he's going to want to go to a contender. And is that a team like Colorado, if they can somehow move one of their goalies? Is it a team like Carolina, if Peter Mrazek or James Reimer is on their way out? Or, you know what, how about the Washington Capitals? Like, yeah. Braden Holtby is not coming back. Ilya Samsonov is a young goaltender. And you think their window is still open to win another Stanley Cup with Backstrom, Kuznetsov, Ovechkin, kind of that core that's been there for a few years now. So I think that's one of the other dark horse teams teams I can see getting into the mix for the King.
Just looking at the poll you guys did post, 43% for nowhere he'll retire, leading the way there, Tyler.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, it's
that's
it's
crazy.
It's going to be intriguing to see what he does end up deciding here. But you know, like you said, bittersweet moment for Henrik Lundqvist there, but he handled it with class. And I mean, that doesn't surprise anyone. Tyler Matarazz, co-host on the NHL Morning Skate and the Fantasy Hockey Show on Sirius XM NHL, joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Tyler, exciting times coming up next week as we get the drafts kicking off on Tuesday, followed by free agency. Give me one or a couple of teams you see being extremely active here when everything kicks off next week.
Actually, it's a team that we've already really talked about. It's the Arizona Coyotes. Yeah. We heard Bill Armstrong, who was hired, just recently, a week or so ago, supposedly he put together this like 90-page document saying what his plan is for the Coyotes, how the future looks, what his first couple moves would be, and guess what? They hired him. So when is this 90-page Word document going to be put in put into use? You know what I mean? So what perfect time than this weekend? I think this weekend will be big for a lot of teams, including the Arizona Coyotes, as we head towards 2 days of the draft, and then we head towards free agency, which I think will be an absolutely massive day. So I think he has a lot on his plate. We talked about Ekman Larson. We talked a little bit about Darcy Kemper, but going to the Eastern Conference, how about a team like the New Jersey Devils? Like, the New Jersey Devils were in the postseason just a couple years ago. They've dropped off. I just think that the New Jersey Devils have something to prove in that Metro Division. So I'm looking at those two teams, one in the West, one in the East, and we know New Jersey has a lot of cap space, and I mean a lot of cap space. They have to get to the floor like a couple other teams in the National Hockey League. So it'll be interesting to see if the Devils maybe overpay a couple of these top-end free agents. Like, I think Alex Pietrangelo wants to go to a winning team, but
yeah,
like the New Jersey Devils, they're probably going to be able to throw the most money out of any team. So all depends where guys like that want to end up, if they want to go for a cup, if they want to go for a couple million dollars extra on maybe not good of a team that may not make the playoffs in the next couple of years. But I think I'm looking at Arizona and New Jersey.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to go with Ottawa. I mean, they got 13 picks in this year's draft. They only got three forwards under contract, a ton of RFAs, and they got to hit that cap floor. So I think Ottawa is going to be a team to watch. And, you know, like three picks in the first round, Tyler.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Do you see them moving one of those picks in the first round to get immediate help?
Yeah, I could probably see them moving that third pick. So they're going to want to keep the earlier picks are the Ottawa Senators. We know they have three. We know they have five. But you can probably move that other pick if you're the Ottawa Senators. So I think that's 28th, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll see if they move that one. Maybe you move that pick, you get another second-round pick. You said they have 13. That's a lot of draft picks. I think the Toronto Maple Leafs have 11 in this draft as well. So two teams in the Atlantic with certainly a lot of draft picks, and it could help you to move up in the later rounds if you're going to package a couple later draft picks up to maybe move up around. But you're right. The Ottawa Senators should have a lot to do, but I think the draft almost starts at two, and then we'll see who the Ottawa Senators go with at three, whoever's kind of left behind between Stutzel and Byfield. But just getting me excited talking about the draft about next week.
Oh, Tyler, my man, fun times ahead in a off season where we really don't know. There's a lot of uncertainty of when the next season will kick off, but I know this off season is going to be fun. It's different. Usually we're getting ready for the start of the NHL season as we roll into October, but it's different times for sure when it comes to the NHL. Tyler, thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday. This has been real fun for me. Look forward to having you on here later on in the offseason. Maybe the Oilers make that big trade.
Yeah, hopefully the Oilers make some sort of a blockbuster move for the fans out there. I know they're really passionate out in Edmonton. So thanks again for having me, and enjoy the crazy week that we will have upon us next week.
Right, Tyler. Thanks again.
Thanks, man.
Big shout out to Tyler Matarazz, co-host on NHL Morning Skate and the Fantasy Hockey Show on Sirius XM NHL. That was an absolutely fantastic interview with him. Once again, big shout out to Tyler for joining me on this Wednesday. You can connect with him on Twitter at Tyler Matarazz 47. That's Madarazz. All right. We're expecting things to heat up here as we near the draft and free agency. And as for tomorrow, maybe we'll take a deeper dive into this Clefbaum news from today that Elliot Friedman said he's looking at possible surgery that would keep him out long-term. What does that mean for the Oilers? What does that mean for trades? What does that mean for Ekman Larson? So we'll get into all that. Just a Clefbaum by Elliot Friedman this morning. So we'll definitely touch on that here in the next couple of days. And I will be having early next week some draft guests as we tee up the good old draft, see what the Oilers will do at number 14. Who's going to go number 2, number 3, and all that? I haven't confirmed one yet, but I'm either thinking Monday or releasing that pod early Tuesday morning just to give you a nice little primer ahead of the draft. That's all coming up next week. Remember, you can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man, at Locked On Oilers. What are your thoughts on today's content? What would you like to see going forward? Make sure to hit me up on Twitter. And don't forget to subscribe and download on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes as soon as they come out. Producer Claudio is flashing the red light. That means it's time to wrap up this edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Let's do it again on Thursday. Have a good one.